This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 11th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies over major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for an evening stroll or simply enjoying the outdoors in the moonlight. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking on U.S., television emphasized that Israel's conflict with Hezbollah should be viewed as separate from the broader war against Iran, according to JTA from earlier today. Also, the U.S. Pentagon made an unusual move by revealing the location of an Ohio-class ballistic missile submarine. This development, reported by Mariv earlier this hour, is seen as a potential message to Iran. Also this hour, Ukraine's envoy to Israel, Yevgen Kornichuk, warned that Israel might be missing an opportunity to learn from Ukraine's experience against explosive drones. This was reported by Ynet just in. Separately, Israeli lawmakers have urged police to allow Jews to enter the Temple Mount on Jerusalem Day. This news comes from I-24 News, shared earlier today. And finally, a report from a short time ago highlights that Ukraine's envoy believes Israel is missing a chance to protect its soldiers from drone threats, as mentioned by Ynet Global on social media. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global shared just minutes ago that Ukraine's ambassador cautioned Israel on missing opportunities to counter drone threats effectively. On I24N, EWS English, Gil Hoffman discussed the Prime Minister's reluctance to initiate a commission of inquiry, dissecting the implications of Netanyahu's recent statements. Joe Truzman, a conflict analyst, posted recently about Ahmed Yasser Zuried, a Palestinian Islamic Jihad member, noting his dual role as a commander and freelance programmer. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's interview on 60 Minutes, he argued that linking Israel's conflict with Hezbollah directly to Iran could escalate tensions unnecessarily. The Prime Minister highlighted that Hezbollah represents a distinct threat. His comments may influence international perspectives on the conflict. Turning to the U.S. Pentagon's disclosure about the submarine, The Wall Street Journal reports that this act could serve as a strategic signal to deter Iran. By revealing the submarine's location, the U.S. might be reinforcing its military presence and readiness in the region. Meanwhile, Ukraine's envoy, Yevgen Kornichuk, shared concerns about Israel's preparedness against drone attacks. Kornichuk noted that Ukraine's battlefield experience could be invaluable. However, the lack of collaboration may leave Israeli forces vulnerable. On the diplomatic front, Israeli lawmakers are pressing for Jewish access to the Temple Mount during Jerusalem Day. This controversial proposal could heighten tensions in an already sensitive area. The move underscores ongoing debates about religious rights and security. Turning to business and markets, first, Professor Ran Baliser of Clalit Health Services expressed optimism about AI's role in medicine. Speaking at the Mind the Tech conference, he stressed that AI will enhance, not replace, human healthcare. Separately, an Israeli company is set to supply drone interceptors to the US. Amid growing global interest, their smash systems are becoming increasingly crucial. This rise in demand highlights the urgent need for effective counter-drone technologies. And finally, a resident of Ashdod faces serious charges for running a counterfeiting operation. The indictment claims he faked thousands of bills using a simple copy machine, amounting to $1.5 million. This case raises concerns about financial security and fraud. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.